Welcome back to our Paul Bunyan Communications postgame show. Kelly Schultz along with the head coach of the Beavers, Tom Ceratori. And Tom, you guys battled hard out there. 46 shots on net to their 22. What was the overall feel in the locker room after coming out of this one with no goals and a tie?
Yeah, I mean, what are you going to do? I mean, I don't know how many shot attempts we had, but we probably had 70, and we had 46 shots. And again, I thought we played well. I thought we defended well. Things got a little dicey there in overtime. Again, we didn't get a couple pucks deep, and they took advantage of that. And they had some breaks right there, and they had actually some of their best players had some good looks. But I just told the guys, I mean, what more can you do? We had quality scoring chances. We still need to probably get more traffic, though, in front of Tolvanen. And that's the thing with big ice. People think big ice is more offensive. It's more defensive. It's easier to defend. And I think sometimes we just got lost in the offensive zone, and we had five guys spread out too much, and we didn't have enough net front traffic.
You guys were able to hold off Northern Michigan's offense there in that second period for about 11 minutes. They didn't have a shot on net until about the 9-minute mark.
Yeah, but that's attributed to our power play, Kelly. Mm-hmm. When you're on the power play, they're not going to get much offense generated, so it's hard for them to get into a rhythm. So that's understandable. So I don't look at that as any type of negative for Northern. That's just the cold, hard facts when you're on the power play. And then it takes a while to get into your rhythm once you get back 5-on-5 because you're overextending your penalty killers.
Well, both penalty kill units were awesome tonight. 0-for-5 for you guys, or 5-for-5, or 4-for-4 for you guys, and 5-for-5 for them. But no power play goals here tonight, obviously. Your power play has been solid. Theirs has been solid. What was the key to that?
Well, I don't know. I thought we were pretty good. We had 22 shots on the power play.
Wow.
After two periods. So, I mean, we had looks. We did have looks. We just didn't convert.
You said you needed to have more traffic in front of the net. Talk about Charlie O'Connor's chance that he had, and he crashed the net. Was there a review on that play?
They said that the net was already off. They said the net was off before the puck went in, and they just were 100% sure. So we could have went and looked, but I would have burned my time out. And they were confident that again it wasn't a goal. And so Scott, obviously, again, they had the better look. They had the better look than me.
Well, I know your team had quite a few good looks there. A couple of shots that came off the back wall, some centering passes, just missing wide. I think it was the one by Harms. How do you guys fix that before tomorrow to get a couple goals against this guy?
Yeah, you just play. I mean, you just flat-out play. There's no magic potion. You launch pucks. You try to create second and third chance opportunities. You got to get traffic in front of Tolvanen. There's no magic potion. You just got to convert, it's going to be big getting the first goal. And Jerry, I mean, I look in overtime, Jerry hit the post right there in an open net, and we thought it was all over. But those are things that happen, and that was kind of the complexion of this game.
We got a couple of good big defensive plays by a couple of your freshmen tonight, Eichstad and Janko, coming up with some great plays. They definitely look like veterans just this early into the season.
No, they're playing good, and these kids have been thrown into the fire. And again, it hasn't been an easy schedule for those guys to gain experience early. And I'm happy with their performance tonight. I'm happy with obviously what they've been doing over the course of the first five games. And I thought we had good puck movement tonight. I thought we had good tandem play with our defensemen. So those are some bright spots, Kelly.
You come out of tonight with a point in WCHA play. Not bad. What do you need to do to get a win here tomorrow?
We just have to play. And again, I'm going to say we have to convert. We got to convert our opportunities. We got to play the same game, but we got to get a little bit more puck luck. But we also got to make sure that we get traffic in front of them. And like I said earlier, we got to create second and third chance opportunities. They defend well. Mm-hmm. I mean, this team really defends well. And that's just a staple of a Walt Kyle team.
Coach, thanks so much for your time. We'll see you on the bus.
Thanks, Kelly.